Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The name Paul is synonymous with the Gentile mission, so much so that many of us do not even realize that the Gentile mission existed before the Apostle Paul and involved many others beside the Apostle Paul. Our reading from Acts 11 and 13 makes this eminently clear. Those scattered by the persecution that arose after the martyrdom of Stephen evangelized Jews, reached out to Jews, but some of them from Cyprus and Cyrene proclaimed the gospel to Hellenists also. I can't resist this. Namely, they shared the gospel in Greek to Greek speaking non-Jews. Luke tells us in our reading that the result of this work among the Hellenists was that a great number believed and turned to the Lord. The good news of Jesus' death in the place of all sinners and his resurrection unto eternal life for all that was proclaimed had the result that not only Jews believed, but also those who were from the other parts of the world, Gentiles, believed in the Lord and turned to him. Antioch, where this all happened, would become the mission hub for Christianity's movement west. When the Jerusalem church heard of this, they sent Barnabas, one of their own, whom we honor this day, up to Antioch. Yes, before Paul comes on the scene, there was a church at Antioch, there was Barnabas, and there was an already existing mission to the Gentiles. Our text tells us that Barnabas was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith. When he came to Antioch and saw the grace of God at work, he was glad, and he encouraged, he exhorted these men involved in this early Christian mission to remain faithful and to the Lord and to have the steadfast purpose with which they were going about this work. Barnabas could have thrown cold water on the Holy Spirit's outreach to the Gentiles, as did some of his fellow Jewish Christians, but instead he fanned the flame and encouraged this work. Because the mission was ever expanding, Barnabas also recognized that he needed additional help. And so he went to Tarsus and enlisted Paul in this outreach mission. It was Barnabas who then brought Paul to Antioch and got him involved in what would become one of the greatest mission pushes west in the Gentile outreach. Together, they taught a great many people in Antioch, building up that congregation in the year ahead. As important as this mission was, these two did not lose sight of the mother church that had nurtured them. And indeed, when famine struck Judea, as Agabus had prophesied, it was Barnabas and Paul who went back to that mother church, bringing relief collected from the church, the newer churches, to this mother church in Jerusalem. Yet all of this was but a warm-up for the mission that would lay ahead. Acts 13, at the end of our reading today, tells us that Barnabas and Paul were chosen by the Holy Spirit, who said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Paul for the work to which I have called them." Then the pastoral leaders at Antioch laid their hands upon these two men and sent them on the first great missionary journey west through Asia Minor. Not just Paul, but Barnabas first and then Paul. So what does this text teach us? Almost 2,000 years ago and many missionary journeys later, Christ still builds his church in the same way. He calls men to leave their hometowns and to take up a new mission in life, to reach out to others with the dynamic and life-changing gospel of Christ crucified and risen for our eternal salvation. He calls you from wherever you are living to come follow him, to walk with him some 3 years here at the seminary, learning from him as did those first disciples he called from the Sea of Galilee. Then he sends you where he needs you. For Barnabas, it was first to Antioch, then to recruit Paul in Tarsus, then back to Jerusalem for some famine relief, then off to Asia Minor for that first missionary journey. Barnabas could never have planned out such a life as he thought ahead. He could have never laid it out in his day timer. Indeed, the Lord who called him opened his mind and heart to be led by the Spirit to such a vocational adventure. So also with you, we cannot and should not restrict the Holy Spirit to a suburban parish with an excellent salary package within 5 miles of a good golf course. There are needs for the spread of the gospel in the next years that only Christ knows, and yet he has already called you to follow him here, and he will, by his grace, confirm that call through the church when he sends you out one day. The important thing is to bring the crucified and risen Christ, the full forgiveness that he has won in his life, his death, and resurrection, that full and abundant forgiveness that is available through this spoken word, this gospel, that's so abundant and cleansing in the waters of baptism and in this meal that we celebrate each week here at the Lord's altar. To take that full and complete pardon and to share it with the world wherever in the world the Holy Spirit calls us to serve. Barnabas was not a one-man show. His work with Paul teaches us that we are not islands to ourselves in the mission that Christ has given us. Barnabas saw the need for help, and he went out and got help. He got Paul, bringing him over from Tarsus to Antioch, and then he, with Paul, went on that first missionary journey together. We who learn together in this community of the seminary are reminded that the mission of Christ is much bigger and broader than each of us individually. Christ uses all of us corporately, together, in a unique way, in different locations, to accomplish his mission. Now we learn Greek not for Greek-speaking Gentiles, but that we may share faithfully the reality of God's revelation given in the Greek New Testament with Jew and Gentile alike, wherever and in whatever language it is necessary to be communicated. Before our work is over, we may need to learn some Spanish or some other exotic language in order to communicate Christ to where the Spirit has called us, or we may need to enlist help for a mission in a particular area. Just as Christ guided Barnabas to begin one of the great mission efforts of the early church, so he will guide you to be a zealous and vital part of his ongoing outreach to the world. Do you feel up to the task? To be honest, most of you probably don't. This text reminds us, however, that Christ calls and sends us in spite of our faults and failings and insecurities. Yes, in spite of challenges that we may experience in learning even Greek or Hebrew. Look at Paul and remember Barnabas. He exhorts this mission hub in Fort Wayne, Indiana, as he did the one at Antioch. Remain faithful with steadfast purpose, May we do that in the weeks and years ahead by God's grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.